Welcome to our today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Kurt Rickus, a partner with executive search firm Skywater Search Partners. And our topic today is classic hiring mistakes to avoid. Kurt, Skywater Search Partners is one of the largest search firms in Minnesota. Help me understand the impact of a bad hire.
Well, Tom, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, the cost of a bad hiring decision can amount to around 30% of an employee's first-year salary. Some sources would argue that it's much higher than that. Add to that the potential impact on team morale and the negative effect on productivity, and the true cost is hard to assess.
So if I'm a hiring manager or a business owner, what can I do to reduce my chances of making a bad hire?
Well, the first thing to avoid is what I would call the rebound hire. This is a situation when a company has a gap in their headcount and it's causing short-term problems. But hiring on the rebound will create more. You may believe the first candidate you interview for the job is the one, but always evaluate them against at least two others to ensure your initial impressions were realistic.
So, Kurt, what do you do when you think you've met the perfect candidate that you just seem to really like based on personality?
Don't be dazzled just by charisma. While it's essential for the successful candidate to fit within a company's culture, close assessment of their skills and achievements is vital. Combine culture fit with ability to improve your chances of a candidate retention. Companies need to make sure that they have a good culture fit, but also that they can do the job.
What happens if a company moves too slow in hiring?
As much as a rebound hire has its inherent problems, time kills deals. If you've identified your target hire and evaluated him or her against other equally qualified candidates, move quickly to make the offer. A high-caliber candidate will be sought after, and while you linger over your decision, your competitors may not.
Kurt, what about background checks?
Checking out a candidate's background is perhaps one of the most overlooked elements of the recruitment process. Some studies suggest that around 50% of candidates include misleading statements on their resume. Pre-screening and background checks help to verify candidate claims and minimize bad hiring decisions.
Thanks, Kurt. It sounds like Skywater Search Partners has a host of hiring solutions for Minnesota companies. Skywater and other TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.